Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Now let's welcome Mark German. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, and you?
Very well, thank you, man. Have you been having a good day?
I am. How about you, that side?
No, man, having a good day indeed. Thank you so much for asking. It's a fantastic, fantastic one. Lovely weather, and everything is going well. Thank you so much. Now, we're talking about how soon will Jesus come. It's a VOP lesson, and we've been saying but Jesus is coming soon for generation after generation and after generation. And for some reason, many of us still believe that he is coming, and his coming is just around the corner. But the question really is, how soon is this soon? Exactly. I mean, what is it that we should see that indeed it is soon? I mean, if I speak to you, Mark, and I say to you, I'm going to be seeing you soon, you are not expecting generations to pass before you meet me, surely. Talk to us about this. What are the signposts that we can see that point to his coming?
All right. The greatest picture in the Bible that our generation has and can confidently point at to say Jesus is indeed coming, not just coming, but coming so soon, is the fulfillment of the Bible prophecy, especially that of Matthew chapter 24, where we see a list of events that Jesus narrated would occur prior to his coming. And that happens to be the biggest signpost of all time. Yes, years have passed, days have elapsed, and the coming of Jesus has been mocked. When we stand and preach and tell other people to say, Jesus is coming soon, be ready, please. Some people come to the place where I say, my grandchildren, my grandfather, my grandfather, my grandmother, my granny, my granny, you know, generation of generations, generation of my grandmothers, grandfathers have told the same story, but where is he's coming? How can you prove to me that he's coming? Yes, for those who lived before the early 2000s or the early 90s, would say, yes, years have gone. But for us who are living in this 20th century, we can agree that Jesus is indeed coming. Because when you look at how chaotic the world has become today, we can say, yes, these are the signposts. We are languishing with hunger. There is war going on in Ukraine. And now Israel, Hezbollah fighting, Iran, rather, and USA fighting. And we have seen what that war has caused. We have got the prices skyrocketing just because there is war. So all these are the signs that Jesus is coming. But all in all, chaos is the greatest sign that Jesus is coming.
Mm. Yeah. Now, did Jesus say anything about the exact time of his coming? Do we know anything about that?
No. We read in a number of passages where Jesus himself said, no, of that day, nobody knows, not even the Son, not even the angels. For instance, in Matthew chapter 24, verse number 36, Jesus says, of that day and of that hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So Jesus was speaking in his human capacity to say, as a human, because we know he had two natures, God, man. As a man, he did not know when he would come again. As God, he did know, but that information was not necessary for humanity. So nobody knows, not even the angels, but the Father only knows when he is going to come. That's why also in Matthew chapter number 25, as Jesus narrated the parable of the 10 virgins, five of them foolish and the other five wise, the last verse of that parable says, therefore be ye also ready, for in the day that ye look not, Jesus will come. So he will come as a thief, but the good thing, he has given us him to say, when you look at this and that happening, you will know. In Malawi, my brother Zammo, when we see motorcade passing, when we see the security being tightened, we understand the president will soon cross, will soon pass. He does not tell us the exact time he is coming. But when we look at how things are happening, we can tell assuredly, soon enough, the president of this country will come, will pass by. And so when we look at the signposts, as we just said in Matthew chapter 24, we look at hunger, we look at the tsunami, the earthquakes, we see how, what we can call maybe the growing of fake prophets that can tell us that Jesus is coming. But of that hour, Jesus did not say, I will come on such, such days, on such, such hour. And we have seen many people predicting that in 2000, Jesus is coming. I hope you can remember in early 2000, people had predicted that Jesus was coming. And, you know, the world tried to prepare himself, itself. But the truth is, Jesus did not tell us that he was going to come in 2000. And he has never told us of the day of, or the hour he is coming.
Now, what important caution has Christ given to us regarding the timing, you know, especially the timing of his second coming?
Yeah, he has, first, he has told us always to be ready, number one. Number two, he has told us to be aware of deception. In Matthew chapter 24, before Jesus listed the events that would occur prior to his coming, you remember the Bible in verse 24, chapter 24, verses 1 to 2 says, and when Jesus came out of the temple, and the disciples came unto him and said, and showed him the temple. And Jesus said, do you see all of these? There shall be no stone left unto another.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him and said, tell us, when shall these things be? And what is the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus, before giving the list of events, like I said, in verse number 4 of Matthew 24 says, beware, take heed that no man deceives you. In other words, Jesus knew that the knowledge, having the knowledge of his second coming, is not enough. If there is one thing that people have to be aware of, is deception. That is why today, as you travel in your workplace, in schools, in markets, we find people looking at how the world is running mad. And even those who do not go to church can agree to say the world is heading for a catastrophic end. However, these are the same people who are deceived by the enemy. They do not keep the Sabbath, the day instituted by God at the creation. They are the same people who have been deceived by the enemy in dressing, in diet, in all areas of life. So Jesus, before telling the disciples the list of activities that would occur before his coming, said, hey, don't rush. What you need to look at in the first place is deception. And so the caution that Jesus gave us regarding his second coming, first and foremost, is deception. And also, at the same time, under deception is making days, or you know, predicting to say, okay, looking at how the world is running, I think Jesus will come in 2024, 2030. No, that's not our duty. And so Jesus has cautioned us, say, no, don't go that far. Please make sure you're not deceived.
Yeah, please make sure that you are not deceived. Is there a reason for the mystery surrounding the actual day of his return?
Yeah, I want to believe that Jesus, being God, all-knowing, all-powerful, understood the predicament that would follow had he told us the day he is coming. For instance, for example, my brother in 2000, I believe it was 1999, as it rumored that Jesus was going to come in 2000, if you witness the situation, you can agree with me that people, you know, tried to live a reckless life. And having heard that Jesus was going to come in 2000, in 2020, rather in 2000, what did they do? They tried to abandon all their evil behaviors just because Jesus was coming. And this is not what God is looking at. God wants people to choose him because they want him and because they love him. So I just want to suggest that had he told us that I'm going to come in 2026, you know, people would live all that kind of lifestyle. And at the end of the day, say, okay, since Jesus is coming tomorrow, let me be ready today. You get the point?
So are you saying because that he wants to catch us out?
Not to catch us out as such, but to make us know and understand that God wants us to love him, wants us to live each day as our last day on the earth. Because if somebody tells you to say, I will come on such a date, you know how you can act under our human nature. But however, putting that aside, I also want to believe that God deliberately make the second coming of Jesus a mystery, so that the plan of salvation cannot be intimidated or be spoiled by the enemy. You know, one thing that the devil does is to make sure that we are not saved. And so I just want to believe in my human capacity to say, had God told us, I'm going to come on such days, Satan would have tampered with the salvation of man.
Yeah.
And God being all-knowing, and like I said, for reasons best known to him, he said, okay, I will not do this. Since I wanted to save humanity from sin, at the same time, I don't want Satan to tamper with it by leading some men to live a reckless life with a thought that I'll be ready on such days as Jesus is coming. Yeah, so I just want to believe that that's the fact.
Yeah. Man, what would be your summary as we let you go, Mr. German?
We have been privileged with, rather, we have been privileged because looking at how the state of the world today, we can say we are forewarned and we can be forearmed. You know, the disciples lived in such days that the events pointing out to the second coming of Jesus Christ, we are not as intense as it is today. And if Peter and the rest of the disciples were alive, they would have pulled up the socks of their faith, knowing Jesus was coming very soon. In Luke chapter 21, verse number 28, Jesus said, and when you see these things happening, look up, because your salvation is nigh. And in the same scripture text, Jesus says, let him that steals steal no more. In other words, this is a time to commit our lives to Christ fully, not partially. This is the time to make sure whatever is standing between us and God is cast away by asking God to remove it, by surrendering ourselves to him moment by moment.
Yeah. It's a beautiful one, man. It's a beautiful one. Thank you so much, Mark. We're going to be speaking with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place. Such a blessing that you have given us. But we've been waiting for long, man, Mark. We really have been waiting for long. I was hoping that would at least have some kind of an idea from you, you know, a ballpark date, as it were. But you're not giving that to us.
You don't worry. Looking at the second coming of Jesus, as you put it, we have waited long, as you put it. To God, a year is like a day. You get the point?
Yeah.
And a day to God is like a year. So in our human capacity, we can say it's been long, he's delaying. But when we look at the scriptural view, we can also say God has never been late. You can agree with me.
I can agree.
Galatians 4 verse 4 says, but at such a point, at an appointed time, God sent his son to die for us. So God is never late. He knows what he is doing. And to some, the fact that Jesus hasn't come is also an opportunity for them to repent. On the other hand, when we read Matthew chapter 24, verse number should be 14, if I'm not mistaken, the Bible says, then shall this gospel shall be preached. Then shall the end do what?
Come.
Do come. So once the message is preached, that's where Christ can come. At the same time, Christ is waiting for the manifestation of a holy character. When he sees that his character has been fully reproduced in those who claim to be his followers, that's when Jesus is going to come to this world. So, no, Jesus is not taking so much. So he is, it's not long, as you put it. Christ has a way, and we can respect what.
All right.
Jesus is going to come.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Mark German, thank you so much. We're going to be talking to you tomorrow at the same time and the same place.
Thank you. Have a blessed evening.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.